Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. The older I get, the more one thing matters to me, that my loved ones get to heaven. But some have fallen away from the church. Maybe yours have too. That's why the church gives us a powerful way to unite so that what I offer spiritually can help not only my loved ones, but yours. Archbishop Nauman has established us as a public association of the faithful. This means that all the prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of our members form a spiritual treasury that can be offered daily to God for the church and for each member's personal intentions. As a member, you may offer your share for your loved ones, trusting God to apply real help for their conversion and salvation. But to fully participate in these spiritual goods and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. It just takes an act of the will. So click the link below to enroll. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is the feast of Corpus Christi, the great feast in which the church celebrates the wondrous gift of the living presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. In the year 1263, a priest named Peter of Prague was struggling with doubts about the real presence. How could ordinary bread and wine become the living Christ? Desperate, he prayed for help. The next day, as he offered Mass at the tomb of St. Christina in Bolsolana, the host bled in his hands, and the linen corporal was stained with the precious blood of Christ. He fled to Orvieto to tell Pope Urban IV, who declared it a miracle. And 1 year later, in 1264, the Pope instituted this feast for the entire church, so that across the centuries, our faith might be fortified against doubt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. But this was not the first time the Lord revealed his real presence in an extraordinary way. In the 8th century, in Lanciano, Italy, another priest doubted during Mass. At the words of consecration, the host visibly turned into human flesh and the wine into blood, and rather than consume it, they preserved it. To this day, the flesh and blood remain. In 1971, scientists examined the Eucharistic host and the contents in the chalice, and the results were astounding. The host is human heart tissue from the left ventricle, still intact without preservation. The Eucharist is the sacred heart of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. In 1996, at St. Mary's Church in Buenos Aires, a consecrated host was discarded in the back of a church, found by a parishioner, and then who notified the priest, who placed the host in water to dissolve. Days later, it had not dissolved, but transformed into a bloody piece of tissue. The local bishop, who became Pope Francis, ordered an investigation, and a fragment of the host was sent, without identifying its origin, to Dr. Frederick Zugabe, a cardiac forensic pathologist in New York City. And what were his findings? It was human heart tissue from the left ventricle. The tissue was infiltrated with white blood cells, which told him two things. This heart was alive when the sample was taken, and the heart had suffered trauma because white blood cells go to address injury. The pathologist was asked how long the white blood cells would have remained alive if they had come from a piece of tissue kept in water. They would have died in a matter of minutes, he responded. Yet the sample had been kept in ordinary water for a month and then distilled water for 3 years. It was only then revealed to the pathologist that this was taken from a consecrated host. The DNA revealed a man who lived in the Middle East, blood type AB positive. And the lab report was then compared to a similar study of the Eucharistic miracle in Lanciano, Italy, and they matched perfectly. The test results had to have come from the same person. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Long before any Eucharistic miracle, Jesus had already declared the truth plainly. I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. My flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Many found his words too hard to accept that day, and they walked away. But he did not soften his teaching. The Eucharist is not a symbol. It is Jesus himself. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. If we want to be more aware of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, And if we want to be more open to the graces Jesus brings, then don't ignore him after you receive him. Spend time in Eucharistic thanksgiving. Once you receive communion, Jesus is physically present to you for the next 15 minutes or so. This is the closest possible union with God outside of heaven. Give him your undivided attention for that 15 minutes and don't run away. St. Teresa of Avila teaches, be with him willingly. Do not lose so good an occasion for conversing with him as the hour after communion. This is a most advantageous time for the soul, during which Jesus is very pleased if you keep him company. Though he comes disguised, the disguise does not prevent him from being recognized in many ways according to the desire we have to see him. The climactic moment of human life is the moment we receive God in Holy Communion. Remain with him. Give him your undivided attention for the 15 minutes that he's physically present within you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, since today is the Feast of Corpus Christi, a special day we celebrate the gift of the Eucharist, maybe one thing as a resolution we could offer up for the conversion of our loved ones is that after Mass, we do a real thanksgiving, a Eucharistic thanksgiving, sitting there with Jesus before we leave the church to give him our full attention. Now, maybe you've prayed this rosary after you went to Mass today, but you could still, at the end of this rosary, take a few minutes, close your eyes, and thank Jesus for the Eucharist. That'd be a good thing we could all do today to offer up for the conversion of our loved ones. So, Teresa, we know this is true, that Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, comes to dwell within us every time we receive him in the Eucharist. Yet, as soon as we receive him, just as fast as the priest can say, the Mass is ended, go in peace, we flee out of the church as if it's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we like this?
It's so interesting to me where we find ourselves impatient and where we waste time.
Isn't that interesting?
Like, the things I need to get done, I rush through as if every second counts. But then I can just lose an hour of time on my phone and not even doing anything, just somehow being on my phone.
What is the source of this insanity?
Oh, I wish I knew. It's just such a slumping of the soul.
That's exactly what it is. What can we do as a resolution to change this?
Get comfortable wasting time for the right reasons.
Excellent.
Sitting in silence. Giving God even a moment of prayer in between our busy lives and all of our activities, just to give him 15 minutes to sit in silence, even if it's not that you made it to daily Mass that day, but you just to intentionally stop to make up for all the times that we unintentionally stop and waste time over nothing.
Yeah.
But I think the more we intentionally stop, the more we become properly aware of time, and we put it in its place, and we find the time to actually give back to God.
I'd like to do an experiment. I wonder all the things that would get reordered in our lives if we would go and receive Jesus more often in the Eucharist, and then every time we did receive him, we would just sit still with him
mm-hmm.
for 15 minutes. You receive him, look at your watch. Okay, I'm not moving for 15 minutes. Because, you know, I could be really in a hurry to get into my car back to my house, so I could waste mm-hmm. half an hour on YouTube.
Yes, yes. I think to even, not even to at first worry about what you're thinking about and reflecting on in that time, but just start by giving God the time.
Just sit with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that there is the it's a struggle because there are lots of people that come to Mass this is the only time you get to see them. And they rush out.
This is the hardest part for me because I do want to sit and pray for a second, and then I see someone I haven't seen in forever, and I'm just immediately jumping out of my seat to chase them down.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But it's the sacrifice of trust in God to say, if I'm meant to talk to them today, then I'll get to talk to them.
Yeah. And it really is a choice right there. Who's more important?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point.
Seriously, could you imagine? you imagine you fly to Rome and you have an audience with the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting ready to step into his apartment for a private audience. And you see some friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, wait, I got to go catch that friend.
I better catch them. Can you believe I saw them in Rome? Yeah. Just to have a conversation that's likely, oh, cool, it was good to see you. And that's really the fact that you saw each other was kind of the whole,
yeah.
No, I have some great conversations outside of Mass. I really do. But I have just as many good conversations when I first pause and actually spend the time.
There's a great priest, Monsignor Sweatland. He used to be the chaplain at the University of Illinois. And after Mass, he would kneel down and he would not move for 15 minutes. And soon all the college students started to imitate him. So no one would leave Mass for, would leave the church for 15 minutes. And there was a joke, it was called the Holy Thud, because it was so silent. Everyone was doing Eucharistic Thanksgiving that anyone who did leave, there'd be this big thud with the door.
Yeah.
But he set such a great precedent.
We should set that example.
But even in it, but it's not a, it's, and I, and I'll even say it's not even about setting the example, because if nobody follows you, so what? You do it. I should do it.
Yeah.
Why? Because the goal of, here's why. The goal of life is union with Jesus. And that goal is captured in every reception of the Eucharist.
Very well said.
So almost to the point where I would say, if we can't sit with Jesus for 15 minutes after we receive him, he's not the goal of our life.
Mm. It's so silly, because I feel like we all, maybe that I shouldn't bring everyone else into it. I'm always like, whenever we read through the Passion of Christ and we say again and again every year, the apostles fell asleep. I'm like, that's crazy. They were asked to do one thing.
At least they didn't leave.
And they were also asked to watch all night.
Yeah.
You know, that's a much bigger ask than 15 minutes. 15 minutes in the middle of our day when we're wide awake. It's rarely that I feel like I need to get to something super important. I'm just like, oh, well, I've put in my bare minimum, so I might as well just go.
Yeah. You know, and it really isn't that conscious. We just do it out of habit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start forming a new habit.
New habit.
Start forming a new habit. So maybe, and a really great place to start forming the habit, daily Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's less pull to go out afterward. So maybe as a good resolution, go to a daily Mass and sit with Jesus for 15 minutes afterward. Because it was only a 25-minute Mass anyway. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.